You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me right now on Zoom Hotline. Actor Oliver Hudson, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. Just in a cabin in Colorado with a big ass beard and long hair.
That looks very cabin like. What part of Colorado?
It's outside of Aspen, basically. Like 40 minutes outside. We've had a ranch here for 30 plus years and second home stuff. You know, we're here for the holidays.
Awesome. Good fishing out there? Because I remember seeing those pictures of you. You like some deep sea fishing, which I love.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I just actually got back from San Diego. Boat out of San Diego, out in Mexico. We were at Guadalupe Island and caught big ass tuna.
Wait a minute. So you were able to fish there, Oliver. I went diving with the great whites in Guadalupe Island, right?
Oh,
there.
Lucky bastard. I want to do that.
It was incredible when I was there. So I was there for like 4 days and I couldn't get over the size of the tuna that was there, but when you go on the dive boat, they don't let you fish. I was like, so pissed about that. I was like, oh my God, look at all that great fish. Oh, so wow. So you went, it must've been like, they must let you go on a certain side or something. You must've got some incredible fish.
Yes. We had to stop in Ensenada, you know, clear. And then we have permits that we pay. You have to pay $700 per person. And then these boats are able to go out there. So there is a protocol, you know. But it was, by the way, dude, how amazing is that island?
Unbelievable.
It's incredible. Unbelievable.
Number one place to see great whites now, too, by the way.
Did
you see any when you were fishing?
So winter, you know, December I was there, they migrate. They're gone.
Oh.
Summer is when you go fish in the summer, you're losing one out of every three fish to the white sharks. And they are chomping right at the boat, you know. But winter, we didn't see any. There was one shark took a fish. That was it.
But just an abundance of tuna?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. And they were all from 80 to 130 pound fish. So
oh my God. I'm gonna have to hit you up with ask for that outfit, if you don't mind, after this, because I'd love to do that trip. Whoever set you up for that.
It's the best. Okay. I mean, I've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, it's like a true passion of mine.
You know? Oh, no, I know. That's why I love it too. So that's cool. I love that about you, man.
Yeah.
Is that what you did over the holidays, or were you?
I fished and then came right to Colorado, you know, and then this family was here Christmas, you know, Kate, Ronnie, Danny, my mom, Kurt, everyone, you know, this is where we all celebrate. And Christmas is a really important tradition. I mean, it's been ongoing for a long, long time. Santa Claus really exists. I mean, Kurt did play Santa in the Netflix flick, you know, but it's a heavy holiday for us, for sure. It's real.
Oh, believe me, my kids saw that movie on loop one and two, and they're fun. By the way, it's great for the adults, right?
Good,
there.
I know.
You do a lot of skiing when you're up there?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, it was a blizzard for 7 days. Didn't see the sun for 7 days.
Wow.
So it finally cleared up, and the snow is just epic. It's on another level. I mean, it's crazy. My kids are out there right now, and I'm having to do press for the show, and I'm like, you bastard.
Okay, then we'll get to it. I don't want to hold you up.
I'm going to go catch a few runs.
Right. Speaking of the show,
I got more.
Congratulations. It is out on Fox. It's called The Cleaning Lady. It looks pretty wild. What's the premise exactly?
Yeah, it's cool, man. It's different. You know, I mean, it takes place in Vegas. It's about this Cambodian woman who's living in the Philippines, who comes to the United States under a medical visa to save her son's life, bone marrow transplant. Donor backs out. She decides to stay. Now she's undocumented and witnesses a murder from the mob. She's a cleaning lady to make ends meet. And they're going to kill her. And she says, please wait, I can help you. I can clean for you. I can clean up your messes. She's actually a prominent doctor in the Philippines. So she knows her way around. And these mobsters, this one particular, starts helping her out. She gets in a little too deep. They keep helping her son. So now she's locked in. And I'm Garrett Miller. I play an FBI guy who then turns her as an informant. But she's sort of playing both sides, you know, and it's the theme of sort of how far would you go to save your kids? And you've got kids, dude, you know, I mean, I'd go to jail for my kids. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Like, that's it. You know? So it's an interesting conversation piece, you know?
Absolutely. And I love the premise. Very, very original.
Who are you willing to hurt? Yeah. It's cool. It's cool. You know, and I'm the token white guy, which I love, you know what I mean? I'm the only white dude. And it's awesome. And it's a real look at the different cultures. It's a look at immigration. It's, you know, it's dealing with sort of just getting into some of the facts. You know, there's been a lot of research that's been done by the creators. So we're trying to sort of stay true to what the system, how the system actually works.
Right.
But you're not hammered over the head with it. You know, it's a sure. real, it's a real story. But that is the backdrop, you know.
That's awesome. Where do you guys shoot the show?
In Albuquerque.
Oh, in Albuquerque, yeah. Right there. Okay. Yeah, I got to spend some time. A lot of green chili.
So everything is green chili. It's a green chili, ice cream, green chili, everything.
From eggs to sushi. You're right.
You're exactly right.
Yeah, dude, it's everything. But Albuquerque is cool, dude. New Mexico is, I think, a really like a forgotten state. It is beautiful, and the colors are beautiful, and it's just. It's an amazing spot. I really did New Mexico.
I just spent a lot of time there. I shot a Christmas film called Holiday in Santa Fe. I was in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Very familiar with it right there.
Santa Fe is awesome. I love Santa Fe. I bought two homes in Albuquerque.
Oh, is that right?
When I was there.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's just blowing up. Dude.
Yeah.
Like the movie industry.
A lot of production.
Blowing up there. So I'm like, all right, well, let's. Yeah. A lot of production.
Yeah. And it's a quick little flight. It's not too far at all. I know a while back you announced a show called The Three of Us with Malin Ackerman. What happened with that project? Did that not go anywhere?
Ned didn't make it. We thought it was going to go down. It was a really fun show. It was a sitcom, family, about siblings. My son, who wants to be an actor, but is not pursuing it in any way. He tested for it. He auditioned and tested and went studio, went network. And I get a call on the golf course and I get a call like, so Bodhi got the job. I'm like, are you kidding me right now? I mean, so even though it didn't go, it was a really special 9 days, you know, cause I was working with my son. He was a crazy professional. It was like, he'd been doing it all of his life. And it was, you know, weepy, dude. I was like behind the monitors watching. I'm like, oh my God, I couldn't believe what was going on. So it was a dope show. It was really cute. And it just, you know, it didn't go. And you know how that, you know,
of course, of course.
The way of the
let me ask you,
you know,
with your kids and knowing how this business is, obviously, and I guess it's different because mm-hmm. now it's generational. Did you try to mm-hmm. encourage them or discourage them from the business, or just kind of not mention anything? Because
I didn't mention anything. I think because I do it, and Aaron, my wife, was an actress, not anymore, and their grandparents and their aunts, I mean, and their uncle Wyatt. I mean, everyone is doing it. It's just, they don't have a chance. They've got no shot.
They're like immersed.
They're going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're cursed. I mean, Rio, my daughter, there is absolutely no question that she's just come out that way. Liz Wilder, he's a little bit more introspective. You know, he says he wants to do it, but we'll see. And then my middle one, Bodhi, is just sort of this natural. But it's a great question. I think it depends on the kid. Yeah. Bodhi, I felt could handle it. I had to talk to my wife and say, should we really allow this? You know what I mean? But he's got such a good head on his shoulders. I don't see it going south. Rio, my daughter, that can go south. You know what I mean? It's like, she's so all about it. Like you can do plays. You can do high school plays. And when you're 18 years old, you know, we can start auditioning. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, it's
so interesting. I think it varies from kid to kid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks for sharing that. Oliver, you also recently jumped into some voice acting in the comic book universe, mm-hmm. right? The DC movie Injustice. It's Plastic Man. Yeah. I love Plastic Man. Has other than
yeah, dude,
than
that was fun.
Than does he have any other powers other than stretching for?
No, he just stretches. Yeah,
he just stretches. Okay,
just very limber. You know, he's a superpower. He's just, you know, he does a lot of yoga. He's extremely limber.
That's great, man.
That was fun, though. I'd never done a voiceover. I've never done a voiceover.
It's
like
fun,
that.
Huh? Yeah.
And you forget about it. I don't know if you've done them before, but you know, 2 years go by, and all of a sudden they're like, "Oh, wait, what is this? What did I do?"
Yeah, it takes so a minute long, to put together. But, yeah.
Oh yeah, but it was a blast. I mean, that's something that would be fun to get into on a regular basis for sure.
Absolutely. Well, meanwhile, please be sure to catch Oliver in the new series, The Cleaning Lady. Those happen Monday nights. That goes down Monday nights on Fox. Let me get that clean for you, Oliver, one more time. Here we go. Meanwhile, please be sure to catch Oliver in the new series, The Cleaning Lady, Monday nights on Fox. Thanks so much for checking in, man.
Thanks, brother.
On with Mario Lopez.